and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello and good evening. Welcome to tonight's podcast brought to you by the crew at My
Republic.
I got to get home tonight. Lou wants to go and get a spray tan.
Are you all right?
What do you mean?
You've been consistently adjusting your pants all that way.
Like with you.
Got a little itchy, itchy package.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No. It's just, I'd like, for a guy, if you want to do a proper scratch, it'll go away. The itchiness will go away.
Yeah.
But I'm at work, and in a work environment, sometimes you might just quickly slide the hand pass and do a quick little pinch.
Yeah, you've sort of been going at it for the last 45 minutes.
Fuck, you're dramatic.
You have.
It's been 5 minutes.
No, intermittently, it's been on and off.
Oh, you're saying my hand's been there like a woodpecker. Like, Jesus Christ. Going back and forth for 45 minutes, bloody hell.
Do you need a little bag of ice or something?
No, I'm good, mate.
Oh, man, I love it when I'm just on top.
I'm good.
All right, coming up in the show today, we had some fun. We talked about when you learnt your lesson and your parents decided to get one up on you. We also talked about the jobs you do that you can't believe you get paid to do.
Also, there's an invention by three girls over in Florida. I love this. I think it's a really, really good initiative, and it'd be cool if it was rolled out in bars around NZ.
Yeah, very cool. And it was your dad's birthday, so we gave him a special call.
I don't give mum and dad presents for their birthdays.
I didn't used to. I definitely give them cards. I saw that.
Yeah.
Another pinch. He did it again.
All right.
go on.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
No, I don't. I mean, look, I think a sentimental card.
I give nice Christmas presents.
Yeah, nice.
But then I'm just
I think every family's different.
Yeah, I'll be the first to ring and stuff like that and make a big thing.
I always ring as well. Yeah,
it's always hard when you live away.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Still expect presents from them. No, I don't. What age did your parents stop giving you presents? Do you still get birthday presents from mum and dad? How old?
I'm 26.
Right, and what do you get now? Like, what did you get for your last birthday?
What did I get? I can't remember what I got last year.
Really?
I really can't remember. I might have got, mum always gives me health-related things.
There's a lady in radio over in Oz, Jackie O, that works with Kyle, right? She's on good coin. They'd be doing okay.
Yeah.
Right? Her mum on the Gold Coast, when I worked with them a few years back, her mum used to still send her money in an envelope.
Did she?
Hey, Jackie, just in case you need some cash.
Oh.
I'm like, I think she's doing all right.
Yeah, that's, no. I don't know. I can't even remember what I got. I think I might have got like the Biomat 1 year.
Yeah, right.
Like,
Mum will give me a cologne, which is always risky. When a 70-year-old's picking your cologne, you got to go,
And do you wear it in front of her?
Yeah, like I'll do a little spray. I'll only wear it like, hey, Mum, guess what? You know, the cologne you gave me 8 years ago, still got it. Putting it on Christmas Day. That's
please.
It. And Mum bought me a bow tie last year.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Which I wore
that
to the wedding. That was all right.
That was cute.
It's always scary when you get a parcel from your parents and they're a bit older and you go, as you're opening it, you're like, oh, fuck, it's fashion. That's fashion. And in your head, you're practicing the look. Okay, what have I got to look? You open it. Oh, it's a surf brand, piping hot shirt.
I gave you a candle. I've never seen that in your house.
A what?
Remember when I gave you a candle for a present, like last year?
What? Oh, the black one.
Yeah.
It's on my bedside table.
Is it?
Yep. We lit it once.
I knew it.
No.
You looked away.
No. It smells really nice. It's on our bedside table. It's. Oh, no. Don't worry.
What? Where is it? Extinct? Where?
No. Don't worry.
No, what happened?
Do you want to know?
Did you regift it?
Do you want to know?
Yes.
It's the romance candle.
Oh, God. No. No. I thought you were going to say, I wasn't prepared for that.
It's on our bedside table.
Okay.
Explains why it's only been lit once.
All right, here's the podcast. Enjoy.
Hang on, Alex wanted to say something. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I thought it only been lit once, but that's, you know, while Lou's away, because she's been away for what, 4 days now.
So. Oh, Lou's never seen it lit. Yeah. I'll just set the mood. Okay, all right. Okay, we're done. Okay.
Enjoy.
Thanks again for the candle. That was lovely.
Yuck.
The Jason PJ podcast.
A 10-year-old girl over in the UK has just learned a lesson, but in quite a harsh way. So she was on school break and... she went to her local shop to get some sweets.
Right.
And she went down on her bike. And so she left her bike outside.
God, that brings back memories.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And she didn't lock her bike up. And her parents had been adamant that she must lock her bike up or else it's just going to get nicked.
Yeah.
So they actually happened to try and prove a lesson to her. We're filming from across the road while she ran into the shop.
Filming her?
Not filming her. They'd like filmed from across the road.
Filming her?
Yeah.
Or watching?
Watching, but they got it on camera.
So they were filming?
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay if they were. You feel you sound like you like they've said something wrong.
No. They're trying to teach her a lesson because she's gone in, and while she's gone in, the stepdad's actually nicked the bike.
Ah, brilliant. Oh, should have locked the bike up now. It's gone missing.
Yep, tears ensue. She comes out. She's mortified because this was an expensive bike, and she's like, oh, my God, someone's stolen my bike.
Yep.
And then after a while, once they've let the panic and the tears set in, they
bring
come
out
back,
the bike,
reveal
yeah.
they had the bike, but Lucy, you must always lock your bike up.
Same thing happened here outside the radio station. You know when we did the 53-hour show the other week? After the 53-hour show, because we finished down at the rooftop at Ridges, producer Alex and some of the guys were walking back to the station, and parked out on the street was the ZM Black Thunder, boot open, doors unlocked, engine running. Were the keys in it, Alex?
Yeah, and it was full. It had about $30,000 worth of equipment sitting inside.
Yeah, and the boot's open. Just
the keys were running.
Just with the hazards. And what they were doing is they were carting equipment from the car into the radio station. But they weren't taking equipment out, locking the car, and then bringing it in. They were just going out. So what did Alex do? They jumped in the car and hid around the corner.
Alex has been hanging out with you too much. The odd Alex wouldn't do that. That's a Jace Hawkins move.
No, it isn't.
It's absolutely a Jace Hawkins move.
And then did they come out and freak out? They thought the car was gone?
We had to teach them a lesson the hard way. So they...
they would have been so scared.
They came out and we got this random guy who was just sitting there having a cigarette to go, oh, some dude in a hoodie just took off with
it. No, you did not, Alex Perigo.
Why target people in hoodies? People that wear hoodies aren't always bad.
You're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, good call.
You always wear hoodies.
Rest my case.
I look like a guy that'd steal a Black Thunder. And they freaked out?
So we just parked in the basement. They came back 2 or 3 minutes later.
Brilliant.
Where's the Thunder? And you should have seen, they all looked like ghosts. It was
hilarious. Here's one thing to do with a kid's bike, but like that car would have been worth a lot of money with all the prizes and stuff inside.
I think it's great. You taught them a lesson.
It does. You're right.
They're not going to leave the car unlocked out the front now. I mean, you could do it with your car. You can't give that thing away. But like with the nice work car, we're doing it to our staff. Parents do it to kids with bikes. Has this happened to you? Did you learn your lesson? Did your parents do...
In a rough way.
Yeah. Did you learn your lesson in a rough way? Did your parents do one of these things where we're going to try and teach you a lesson the hard way? Let us know. Did it work for you? How far did they go?
ZM's Jason PJ.
Did you learn your lesson the hard way? Family overseas made headlines because they've hidden their kid's bike because they left it unchained outside a store. The old classic, let's hide the bike and then bring it out when the child's in tears. God, I can't wait to do that when my kids are older.
Oh, God.
What?
Bless the souls of your children, that's all I'll say.
What do you mean? They're very lucky.
They're very lucky.
They've got me as a dad.
Texting, my parents did the lesson with my car, stole it overnight while I was at a mate's. They made me think it was stolen until Monday morning when they passed me my school bag. Once after a tantrum where I slammed my door and threw a pillow, my mum took everything but my mattress out of my room, including my door. And I actually had to earn it back. One chore equaled one item. It took me a whole 6 months to get the door back.
Dad took the door off the hinges for my sister's room.
Why?
You slam that door again, I'll take it off.
Really?
Yeah. And they did. And Aussie Paul marched in. Out came the tool belt.
He was.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hello, Diane.
Hi.
What was the lesson? How did you learn it?
Well, it was about 8. And you know how you go to the dairy and you chuck your bike down. It's half on the road, half on the path.
Yeah.
And to go in and buy your lollies. So I did that. And a guy looked at me in the eye and then he ran my bike over.
Oh, that's devastating.
I know. It was so harsh.
What did you learn from that, not to leave it on the pavement?
I never just dumped my bike again. Like, he literally just ran it over. It was wrecked.
But that's like not your dad or anything. That's just random. That's rough.
I'd need to know. Do you still go in and buy the lollies? Like, they're damaged. The damage is done, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, you're there.
You'd be traumatised if I saw that as a kid.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, a couple of lolly snakes. It's amazing what trauma they can help you with.
Hello, Shalay.
Hi, yes. I'm actually a nurse, and I quite often steal drugs or the drug trolley from other nurses and hide them and see how long it takes them to find it.
I'm so glad you finished that. We just thought you were stealing the drug trolley, and you're like, and I'm ringing from home with the drug trolley.
I'm not supposed to leave them unattended, but sometimes it takes them 15 minutes before they come and find me to say, have you seen my drug trolley? It's like, yep.
I like her. She's great. Anita, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're all right, mate. Okay, what lesson did you learn the hard way?
I decided when I was about 16 and I'd been a bit of a brat to run away from home.
That's what you do, yep.
Just to my best friend's house.
Yeah.
And basically, after realising Mum and Dad knew that I was where I was, I decided to come home to one night come home from school and find that they had run away from me.
So you came home to an empty house?
I came home to an empty house, which was really unusual.
This is cool.
And my sister worked at a restaurant, so she didn't get home till about 11 at night, and I was still there by myself.
Were you freaking out?
Freaking out.
Yeah.
How long did they go for?
Well, they were going to go overnight. We lived in Hamilton, and they'd actually come to Tauranga for the night.
No.
Your way to make a statement. See, I'd bugger off to the Cook Islands for a week or so.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
The price is tight.
Okay. Welcome to The Price is Tight. How this works, producer Alex is our game show man. He will pick a random store. In that store, he will pick random items. Paige and I have to guess the price of the item.
I feel like it was biased yesterday.
What do you mean?
I'd never been to that store.
Oh, Super Cheap Order.
Yeah.
Do I look like someone that would shop at Super Cheap Order?
Kind of.
Only because I don't. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't go there because it's got cheap in the title.
Yeah.
It's more.
You're not really into automotive things.
I know nothing about cars, mate. I hit the button if it doesn't start.
Nice to have quite a girly shop today. Can we maybe just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Glassons. That's what you want, isn't it? Okay, so 0800 dials at M if you want to play, and you actually win the item as well, which is pretty cool.
Hey, Kelly, you're on my team.
Hello, thank you.
Good luck.
What do you want to win?
Oh, honestly, anything.
Anything at all? Like a car? Like, what would you like?
Oh, my husband's birthday tomorrow. A camera lens would be pretty good.
A camera lens?
What store are we playing with?
We're at Cotton On.
Sorry?
We're at Cotton On.
Yes!
They do water bottles and stuff.
Primo.
All right, okay. Hopefully you can win that. My competitor, please.
Yeah, Dakin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Anything you want from Cotton On?
Oh, T-shirts, anything will be happy.
Okay, cool, mate. All right. What are we playing with number one?
Okay.
My bad. Sorry. Do not wear that to work.
Okay.
All right, Alex.
Item number
next?
Two is the Rhino hand towel. Give your bathroom a little design TLC with a statement towel made from lightweight cotton.
Okay, I'm going to say $7.
Higher.
$11.
Higher.
$15.
Lower.
$14.
Lower.
$12.
Higher.
$13.
The price is tight.
I wasn't sure if you'd said 14. I'm like, have I missed one? All right, third and final item.
Okay, Kelly, I'm going to bring this home for you.
This one's a goodie. It's the Barcelona foldable tote bag. Overnight stays to a weekend away. Simplicity reigns supreme with the Barcelona tote bag.
Oh, okay, tote.
I think Lou bought one of these the other week.
If you get this.
$15.
Higher.
$25.
Higher.
$27.
Higher.
$30.
Higher.
At Cotton On? $35.
Higher.
$40.
The price is tight!
Kelly, I'm bringing you home, the big boy.
Are they the things like those country road bags everyone's got?
I thought a tote bag was more like go to the supermarket when you're trying to save the environment.
That's what I thought.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's... Are you contesting what it is?
We're just clarifying the product.
Whoa, easy, mate.
What did you win, Jace?
A midriff. What is it? Is it a midriff?
A chop top.
What did I say?
A midriff. No, that's all right.
Give it to Kelly, because you're bad sportsmanship.
What's wrong with a midriff?
You've just lost an item. Kelly just got the midriff.
What's wrong
top.
With a midriff?
No, nothing wrong with it. No, just saying your sportsmanship deducted you.
If my sportsmanship deducted me points, we would have lost points years ago.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
An amazing invention that has come out of Florida, overseas, by three high school students. And now they're actually possibly going to turn into a business.
Yeah.
They have invented the smart straw, a straw that detects two out of the most common date rape drugs people put in people's drinks.
Wow.
Brilliant, brilliant
wow,
idea.
Wow, that's incredible.
So how it works, and there have been products that have come out in the past, they just haven't taken off. But they've come out with, they've invented a straw and they've got a distributor on board ready to go.
Yeah.
Basically, you put the straw in the drink.
Yeah.
The minute one of the two chemicals is put in there, GHB and ketamine.
Yeah.
Ketamine is put into the drink, the straw changes and turns bright blue.
Oh, wow.
Signaling to the person.
I was going to say, it would have to be like a bright light or something if you're in the dark.
Yeah, signaling to the person not to drink it.
Brilliant.
Great idea, isn't it?
Because it's so scary. Like, even back here in New Zealand, you just hear of horror stories of places that you go to frequently.
I've had my drink spiked.
Have you?
Yeah. It was my going away party. This is years ago. I was leaving Brisbane and moving to Sydney. And I can remember the party up until, 8 o'clock and then nothing. And the next day I woke up and I felt sick as a dog and everyone was just telling me, apparently, just in a second, I turned. I was carried out of there fully clothed. They took me home. They put me in the shower fully clothed. You know, my old housemate Gemma, she's sitting there like hosing me down, like fully clothed to get my temperature down.
Terrifying.
And then it came out a few weeks later that someone at the party just thought, oh, it'd be hilarious. Let's spike his drink.
Well, that's not hilarious.
And crazy.
You know how they always say, put your hand over your drink and just be wary when you're out? It's... like, I always try and remind myself to, but I don't.
No, you know what everyone's like. You're so flippant. You're two drinks in, you're leaving on the bar, you're going having a dance, you're coming back. But, yeah, so it was pretty much came from a high school science experiment or assignment, and then they've turned it into a business. And now they're trying to get funding and get it off the ground. I think it's great.
That's a good idea.
It's a really cool idea. I'd love to see it sort of rolled out.
It's so much better than any science project I had at school.
Oh, mate, yeah. My paddle pop stick house is not going to be rolled out. Will not be rolled out across New Zealand. Well, you like me with the Simons. Every single time I'd leave it till the morning.
Oh, yeah. Last minute.
Yeah.
Ooh, Dad.
And then I'd wake up at 5 a.m. Mom, Dad, wake up. Where can I get paddle pop sticks and glue? It's 5 a.m. Go back to bed.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
It's salad. It's roast veg salad.
Well, someone died in your roast veg salad.
No one died in my salad. There's just a...
Oh, don't take the lid off again.
Oh, man, it does smell like...
I told you.
It smells like compost.
Yes.
Oh, crap. So, I didn't smell it before. I think I was just being dramatic.
Oh, yeah, mate. Someone's died.
Oh, what is it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, when I was hungry, it didn't smell so bad. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Put the lid on. Put the lid on.
Snip it.
Put the lid on. Can we have some professionalism, please?
I don't know what actually has made it smell so bad. Anyway.
Jason PJ here. We're getting you home on ZM. I looked over, you took the lid off before. I'm like, whoa, God, that hit me.
Yeah, that's pongy. My bad, sorry.
Yeah, mate.
There's a job application being advertised over in Scotland at the moment, and it's actually on a remote Scottish island. So it's being advertised with a salary of $49,000, not £49,000, so it's just under 100K.
Oh, good coin.
A lot of money. And a rented 3-bedroom accommodation that will be available as well.
For free? That's
ding,
cool.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, yeah. So it's looking great. However, the role is actually being sought for a single pupil school. Formerly, two pupils were there.
What are you doing there?
You're teaching.
You're teaching one kid.
Yeah, one kid. So the school currently has the school currently has two pupils, but one's leaving for high school in Lerwick at the end of the current term. And the woman who's leaving the job said she's loved her time on Fowler. It's been just amazing. Most of the time I have been there, we've actually had just one pupil. Now,
She's loved her time. She's getting paid to do nothing. Like, it's one.
Well, no,
Can I suggest something? You know, it'd be cheaper.
What?
Shipping the one kid off to boarding school or something. It'd be cheaper shipping the kid off to boarding school than bringing a teacher in.
Fowler is one of the UK's most remote inhabited islands and has a population of just 32.
I can't believe they're paying someone to do that job.
That's crazy, eh?
Give me a run.
Does that count as homeschooling? Because it's one-on-one tuition?
No, that's what I'm saying. Ship the kid off to a teacher's house. That's homeschooling.
It's pretty cool.
I love those jobs. It's like I always think of the, you know, like old school projectionists in movie cinemas. Now I imagine it all be computerised. I don't know if someone's still sitting there. I gather there would be.
Is there someone who solely does that as a job?
Mate, they would hit play on the movie.
No, they have other things to do.
They'd hit play and they'd move on to the next cinema, hit play on that, and then come back around in 2 hours and change the movie.
And they don't do that anymore.
I gather someone's
doing it.
You
probably just have a remote that could just probably do it everywhere
at
the same time.
Someone's getting paid to do that job.
It'd be a cool job.
I would like to know. It's pretty much jobs you can't believe you're getting paid to do. If you do a job where you seriously sit there and look at it and go,
how the hell am I getting paid to do this?
I cannot believe there's a sucker out there paying me to do this job. Give us a ring. And you can remain anonymous because you don't want your boss to hear and go, in fact, I won't pay him to do that job anymore. But like, I can't believe they're paying one teacher to teach.
You get lonely. One what kid? If you didn't get along with that one kid? That would be an awkward existence.
You've got detention. So what, you just want me to hang around? Yeah, we'll just hang around. Like, it just, you know what I mean? Go see the principal. That's you. Well, just hang on a sec and we'll chat about what you did wrong. What did you do wrong? You know what I did wrong.
So
I did it to you. If you currently do a job that you cannot believe you're being paid to do, or you know of someone else out there.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Can you not believe you're getting paid to do the job you're doing? Like, I always think about those guys or girls that drive that hold the stop slow sign.
Stop slow? Stop go?
Stop go. Jeez.
Oh, look, there might be stop slow signs. I just haven't seen them.
Point to PJ. But you know what I mean?
Like, no, I know.
And I'm just like, guys.
No, yeah, and the people, do you mean like in the car parks around Christmas time?
No, just like construction workers, road workers and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I haven't seen stop-go signs in car parks around Christmas.
No, you know when it gets real hectic at Christmas.
What, they bring people out with signs?
Oh, well, they do it with their hands, I think.
Yeah, are they? Okay, this actually sounds like you're just random people in the car park holding their hands out.
No, they wear the little high-vis vests.
Okay, 0800 dials at M. G'day, Paula, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
All right, what job are you doing you can't believe you get paid to do?
I was nanny and the parents didn't work, they just stayed at home, so I just watched TV and played on Facebook.
Why are they paying you? Why have you there?
Well, they were dairy farmers, but the father would go out, but the mother never would, so I'd just bake and watch TV, and the baby slept most of the time anyway. So.
Yeah, right. Like, how long did this go on for?
I was the nanny for 4 years.
That's awesome.
At the year three mark, is it something you normally go and say to them, hey, you know I'm still on the clock?
Yeah, I did say it once when they were all sitting down for lunch, and I was like, do you need me or... Do you want me to go home? She says, no, you can stay. So.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll keep baking and keep invoicing you. Why not?
I need to take it back. Someone sticks on saying it is stop slow, and they're a lot more common than stop go. So, apologies. I retract my comment.
9696 if you want to text through. Can you not believe you're getting paid to do the job you're doing?
Someone said that Kiwi Rail will still pay people to manually sit in a cubicle and watch where the trains are going and make sure they don't crash into each other. It's not a
really?
Computer.
It's
and
not
apparently, they're getting paid around 90K a year. To do that.
Well, I suppose there's a lot of responsibility
that
on
it. That is true.
You know what I mean?
High responsibility job.
That's not a Facebook job. That's not
No, you're not on Face either.
No. That's not, you know, hey, mate, what happened to you with these trains? Well, you know, I was doing a cheeky post. You know what I mean? You can't get around that one.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Do you mind indulging me in just a second? Something in my life. You know what? This is one of those days today that I actually find hard living away from home.
Oh,
it's my dad's birthday. Good old Aussie Paul. We have him on the show every Thursday. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
He's a big part. You know, he's almost like the heart of the show now, isn't he?
Oh, the amount of emails that have said replace us with him.
Quite actually overwhelming.
Yeah. If you guys could stop sending them. So he's going to be on tomorrow on the show doing his regular segment, Dad, you got a sec. But I know I called him this morning, just said happy birthday. I wish I was there to have a beer with you.
Well, let's give him a call on behalf of the show.
Okay. All right. Let's dial him. God only knows what he's doing. You should sing him happy birthday. He'd like that.
Just make it like it's me calling him.
Okay.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul. Happy birthday to you.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, it's PJ.
G'day, Paul.
Polly. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
I'll admit, I didn't think the singing was going to be like that.
What do you mean?
Oh, it was just, like, it was very...
Was it intense?
No, it was a little kid's birthday party. Like,
oh, what did you want me to do it like?
No, not Marilyn
Monroe. Like opera?
No, not...
A bit more sophisticated?
Sorry, mate, I didn't know you had opera in the bag. Listen to you. I've got many variations when it comes to a birthday party.
Classical? Jazz?
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks, mate. I think that was very nice.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
All right, you two. This is getting weird. I know it's your segment tomorrow. We just wanted to ring and quickly say happy birthday.
You already did.
No. I did this morning. We wanted to ring on the show.
Oh, okay. It's on the show. Okay.
No, you're on the show
now.
You're
on the show now.
Aussie Paul's birthday.
Yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Dad, have you been having a few birthday drinks?
Not yet.
But it sounds like it.
No, I'm going to have one.
Right. Paul, how have you been celebrating?
Very good. Michelle sent a parcel of groceries up, so we had bacon and eggs for lunch.
Who's Michelle?
And we had Angry Ants and coffee.
Dad,
you know what that is, do you?
No.
Dad, are you okay?
Angry. We had angry ants and coffee.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He's finally tipped. I guess 77's when you really lose it.
Listen, mate. Angry ants. You don't know what they are, do you?
No.
Croissants.
Oh, right. Okay.
Cross ants.
I see what he's done.
Brilliant.
It's a cross ant.
Well, Dad, look, we'll let you go.
Okay.
Because, right. To be honest, we're not really sure what you're saying, but we just wanted to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And we'll
talk. Not a day over 21.
Nah. Only a few.
That's right.
It's only a few.
This is so awkward. Okay, Dad, we'll speak to you tomorrow. Have a great birthday.
Right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you, Dad.
Bye.
See you, bye.
You know how I said I wanted to have a beer with him?
Yeah.
I think he's had mine. And his. And everyone else's.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Jason PJ's Verbal Ping Pong.
Welcome to Verbal Ping Pong. Rules of the game, producer Alex, please.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour.
Hang on. Stop.
Sorry. Something changed while I pushed it. 1 second.
Are we good?
Hey!
There we go. It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I've got three different topics. You have to say something from each of those topics until one of you can't.
Score check, please.
It's 12-11 to Jason Hawkins.
Okay, which means PJ starts this week.
Now, I'll be honest, last week I guess you could say it was a little annoying and was a bad winner.
Mm.
Let you know I'm going to be quite calm this week. It's just a game.
You got indigestion from the fish and chips, did you say?
Yeah. The new Herald website launched today. It's great. They sent us fish and chips. Go and check out the website. And for anybody else out there looking to launch a website, send us fish and chips and we'll promote your website.
I reckon he's rattled by the grease. This is brilliant.
I am.
Yes.
All right.
PJ starting.
Plus, I just want to rush through this because I want another chip.
All right. Here we go. First topic. Types of fish.
Gurnard.
Snapper.
Eel.
Is eel count as a fish?
Is an eel
can
a
you,
fish?
Can you please check that, referee Deviant Davo?
Yes.
Brim.
Red cod.
Catfish.
Blue cod.
Shark.
Barracuda.
Swordfish.
Snapper.
Already said snapper.
Yeah. Already said snapper.
Of course she'd win in the fishing department. if you could see the actions he was doing right now.
Sorry, mate, just reeling in a win.
Oh my God. All right, Alex, come on.
Oh, I've got a win. There's a big win on the end of my line. Here we go. Like I said, I'm just going to play it cool this week.
Round two.
Good counting.
Oh, my God.
Mate, come on.
Sorry.
All right. Dance genres.
Latin.
Hip-hop.
Tap.
Jazz.
Rhythmic.
Ballet.
Ballroom.
Interpretive.
Latino.
You said Latin.
Yeah,
already.
You said Sorry, Latin. No, the same
are you
thing.
Sure? Yeah, are you 100% sure?
Yeah.
Can we check that, please?
Latino is something.
Latin and
Latino is a different type of dancing.
Yeah, no. You're, no.
Really?
Well done, PJ.
But it's not counted. Like
no,
that,
it's not counted.
We need to send you back to Barcelona.
I think the wind just got away. The wind just got away off my
Mate,
mind.
It is anyone's game now.
Okay. Oh, what are you rubbing there? Just your hands because you don't have the stone.
Oh! Unless he's got the calming stone. Here we go.
Okay. I'll start.
Yeah, we get that.
God, I want to beat you. Oh, I'm going to stand up.
Now, this one's specific, not brands, okay?
Not brands. Did you hear that?
Okay, not brands.
Types of alcohol.
Bacardi.
Bacardi's a rum, PJ. That means Jace wins.
Win.
Bacardi's a brand.
Can I clarify? Not brands. You know what I love? Maybe you should try sitting down. Like, just the way when you stand up, you're like, oh, I got this, I'm going to stand up. Bacardi.
I'm sorry. He can't help himself.
I'm going to get a chip to celebrate. This is it, Em.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Oh, God. Just, you know when you see, like, my wife can't watch awkward videos.
How does she deal with you being on the show?
She doesn't listen. No, she does. But like, I'll come home and I'll go, just see what happened today on the show. Do you want to watch the video? She can't watch awkwardness.
Really?
She just can't. And my God, there is an amazing video that's gone viral today starring funny man Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, geez. What's he been up to?
Not much. Just counting his money because he's rich. Yep. He's coming out here, actually. He's doing a stand-up show around New Zealand.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Yes.
So funny man Jerry Seinfeld, he's on a red carpet. He's talking to an interviewer and Kesha, the singer, runs up and starts fangirling over him. The problem is it doesn't go exactly to plan. Have a listen.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired because people are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay, well, I wish you the best.
Oh,
how awkward
is
that?
Is he being funny,
no,
man?
No,
Jerry?
He's not being funny. When she runs up, she's like, I'm Kesha, can I give you a hug? The video is him looking at her going,
no.
And then she opens her arms.
No!
Opens her arms.
Oh, expecting to know who she
But there's nothing. You know when you do a handshake and you've got your hand out there and you're like, oh, God, this is so awkward?
Yeah.
Right? Like she's standing there on the red carpet.
She's
arms
fully
out,
committed for it.
He takes a step back and goes, no, thank you. How bad's that?
That's soul destroying. That's mortifying.
I'm not sure if he's.
Did she come in with the intention that he'd know who she was?
Well, I think because she said at the start, she goes, I'm Kesha.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired because people are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
Like, I'm not sure if he's claustrophobic.
Like, he sounds quite comical even in that little moment.
Yeah, no, when you watch the tape, it's like, it's very.
Oh, no.
If you're claustrophobic, can you handle someone hugging you?
Claustrophobia is more about tight spaces.
Yeah, but like if someone's like hugging you tight, you wouldn't be able to handle that. Alex, you're the smartest on the team. Trivia, do you know any information on this? Like if someone's, you know what I mean, hugging
like
you really
his
tight.
His brain is just generating the information.
A hugging phobia.
There is a hugging
phobia.
What's it called?
Heffophobia.
Wow. And you don't like being hugged?
Yeah, it's the rare specific phobia that involves the fear of touching or being touched.
I am the opposite of that. I love hugs.
See, I don't like hugs from a stranger. They freak me out.
Really? I love hugs from strangers.
No, it's fine, but I just
it's nice. Yeah, spread the love. You know, we're all one.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know, like if I've just met someone, I don't even know when to go in for the kiss on the cheek. I find that incredibly awkward.
You, PJ, would be classified as a hugaholic.
Yeah,
you would. You need to go to a meeting.
Yeah, Intern Deviant, something.
Yeah, it's been 2 minutes since my last hug. There was a guy at the front of this hall. Oh, really, PJ? Tell us about
it's
it.
It's not that bad. I just like a good hug.
This is a pretty random one. How long has it been since you were last hugged?
No.
What?
Oh, no.
What do you think we're
no,
going to get?
No sad stories.
Oh, no. Uplifting stories of no one touching you. But you might actually be one of these people that, like, can't be touched
that
by people
you just don't hug.
You freak out.
Okay.
If you know what I mean? Like 0800 dials at M. How long has it been since someone hugged you?
When was your last one?
God, this is going to be sad, isn't it? Mine was 20 minutes ago. You started hugging me.
Oh, yeah, I started hugging you. See?
Yeah,
oh,
again,
my God, I've actually got a problem.
Again, consent. That's what's missing in your life.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
How long has it been since you were hugged? Let's just keep it uplifting.
Oh, Chase.
What?
Play the happy music.
This is the happy music.
This is not the happy music.
Oh, someone's labelled it wrong in the computer. Let's go to the phones.
Chase.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How long has it been since your last hug?
Well, it's not me. It's my friend. And she very rarely hugs anyone or touches anyone, barring her two kids and her sister and her mum.
So how long you reckon it would have been?
Well, she probably may have touched her kids this morning, but someone who's not related, probably 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Mate. Oh. Just not a hugger?
No, I tried.
One. No, you tried it.
Did you do a cash out? Were you like, come on? She was like, nah, not interested.
Oh, I like went to go in. She was like, whoa, what are you doing?
Really? Oh, that's, see, that's always awkward. There's nothing worse. And then imagine being around people.
I just feel so much better after a hug.
Yeah, I know. Again, you've got to ask the other person if they're cool with it.
Hey, Michael, when was the last time you had a hug?
Well, excluding hugging my own kids,
yep,
it's probably been about 1 year, 4 months.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, now I want to give him a hug. Oh, this isn't
enough. Please don't.
This. What about if PJ said it, Michael?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, right, gotcha. So, like, is it like, I'll get rid of the sad music. Is it just you're a single lad or you just don't like being touched?
No, just both.
Yeah, right. Is it a germ thing or it's just like, no, this is my space?
It's more of a my space, get away from me.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Wow, this is interesting.
You're mortified by this, aren't you?
George, when was the last time you had a hug?
It's Georgia. Hi.
Hey, Georgia.
Sorry, I nicknamed you.
That's probably why no one's hugging him. Cause
yeah, yeah.
No, what's the go?
Well, it was about 2 years ago. I hate being hugged, for one thing. But my last one was probably my long-distance girlfriend because she lives about 12 hours away. And
right.
She loves hugs, so I gave her a hug, but that's probably the last time.
And even that, you didn't sound like you enjoyed it. You were like, look, I threw her a hug.
Oh, I loved hugging my girlfriend. But
yeah. Oh, I want to give you a hug, George.
No, thanks.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I know.
I feel rejected, but it's just they don't like hugs.
The problem here, George, I'll be honest, as you say no, I watch PJ and she actually wants to hug you even more.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That, no,
she's
that,
like, stop it.
Yeah, that causes a problem. Yeah, God. It's just that there's nothing worse than someone going in like handshake, hug, kiss. I've done that before. Oh, God. I remember meeting someone. This is a few years back, and I've gone for the kiss on the cheek.
Oh, I do it all the time.
But they pulled away.
Oh, it's the worst.
They
That's
pulled
the worst.
Away and they yep. said, what are you doing?
Oh, they actually said that?
Yeah.
Because often they'll pull away and they won't say anything.
I was at a party, and I think she thought I was going for the lips, but I was really just going for the cheek, like, lovely to meet you. And I'm like, and she goes, what are you doing? And then everyone was around just watching, and I'm like, oh, I was just going to kiss you on the cheek to say goodbye. And then I just had that real creep look. Everyone was like, oh, look at the creep. I came to the party. What's wrong, Alex? This is why I don't go out socially. This is exactly why.
This is why I don't come out with you socially.
Yeah, right.
ZM's Jason PJ. Spy.co.nz.
If you're a Harry Potter fan and you've always wanted to be in a movie, great news! Warner Brothers have announced through Pottermore that they're hosting an open casting call to be in the next Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find the movie.
That's cool.
They're looking for 5 teenagers. You just have to be between 13 and 18 to play young versions of some of the big characters, including Dumbledore. And, of course, Jude Law is going to be playing the older Dumbledore in this.
So do you have to look like Jude Law?
No.
It'd help, though.
No, he's going to be... Well, I guess... So, he's playing the older Dumbledore. Like, so, yeah, maybe like a younger version of him.
Yeah. Like, all I'm saying, they're not going to cast a chubby African-American looking kid. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, do you need to...
Well, yeah, it's Dumbledore, so I guess it looks like Dumbledore.
Okay. All right. I've never seen the movies. I don't know what Dumbledore
looks like. You don't know what Dumbledore looks like?
Absolutely no idea.
Dumbledore is a wizard. He's got grey hair. There's Dumbledore.
Oh, I don't care. I'll be honest.
A lot of people do care. So.
Well, then this is big news for me.
The only problem is you have to be, if you want to apply, you have to be over in the UK, have a UK, Irish or European passport. But a lot of people do have that.
Yeah, you have to be over in the UK.
Yeah.
So pretty much this segment is now only catering for anyone podcasting the show in the UK.
No, but people might be heading over there sometime soon.
You could have got kids excited in the car then going, oh my God, I get to be in the movie. Now they've got to go, Mum, can we move to the UK so I can try it for the movie? Oh, Arnie PJ said that's the only place to go. I guarantee there'd be a parent at 0800 dials it in if your kids now want to move to the UK to be in the movie. They will. Put them on the phone, Arnie PJ.
Sire.
Oh, she's rattled.
Sia is coming to New Zealand. Up 5th of December, Mount Smart Stadium tickets on sale today.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.